Back on Fred Nat's On Deck with a Fred Nat focus today, reliever Adam Bluebaum. Adam, couple of scoreless innings for you yesterday. What was working for you and how'd you feel out there?
Yeah, I was just trying to fill it up. Cold night, nobody wants to hit in those conditions, so I'm just trying to fill it up with cutters, let them put the ball in play and let the defense work.
Bullpen's been fantastic over the last couple of days, 12 and two-thirds, 21 strikeouts and only a couple of walks. After the first weekend, what's the emphasis been for the guys coming out of the pen?
I think it's just been to be prepared to do your job. We had a lot of guys that got their feet wet for the first time, making pro debuts, and now that I think they have that behind them, we've got a good group to just go in there and take pride in just doing the job, filling up the zone and collecting outs.
You got that under your belt last year, and you were able to see a little bit of hardware from that this week. What was it like getting your ring earlier this week, and have you shown it off to anybody yet?
Yeah, it's really cool. Obviously, I just played a small role in that season, but obviously that's the only ring I've ever gotten. So it's been really cool to show family and friends and just be able to have that piece of memorabilia.
We talked about your story yesterday, and you've mentioned it a little bit. Just, you working to get to pro ball, playing in the Frontier League. You get to pro ball, and you're able to win a ring your first time out. Is that just something that you're going to have every season at the pro level now?
We'll have to see. I mean, obviously, at a certain point, it becomes maybe this guy just helps teams win. But, it was a really cool year last year to start in indie ball and end up here with the Fred Nats.
We mentioned a little bit on the broadcast, but how would you put into your own words the effort that you put in to try and get found, get signed, and make it to the pros?
Yeah, it was definitely a journey. I played a whole year in the Pioneer League and then started off last year in the Frontier League. And obviously with the minor league roster caps and then the draft going to 20 rounds, these spots are really, really valuable. It's never been harder to get in. But just trying to stick to my long-term process of continuing to get better, sticking to my core belief that I love playing baseball and it's something I want to continue to do as long as I'm keep getting better. So just then going and finding anyone who would listen to show myself and be like, hey, I believe I can do this, and not being afraid of rejection or people just sort of blowing you off.
What's the ballpark number of LinkedIn messages that you sent trying to get yourself found?
I have a spreadsheet somewhere. It's got to be close to 200. I think I had about 250 names, and I think I got really close to 200.
If you were to talk to someone that's going through that same process, what's the script look like for one of those messages? Because I feel like if you're cold messaging someone on LinkedIn, you never really know how to word it. How did you script them?
Yeah, I created a website for myself. Just here's some video, here's who I am, here's who I've done. And then just being really courteous at their time of I am this person, I can do this, I believe that I can play at this level, I'm looking for an opportunity, I appreciate anything you're willing to give me.
And obviously it worked out for you, and you mentioned a short sample size last year. As we wrap it up, what are your goals for this year now that you've got a full season, runway ahead for you to really embark on a first full season of a pro ball journey?
Yeah, I think someone in my role, it's all about just being available and consistent. My goal is to be the exact same guy that can go out there and throw strikes and get people out and be available for as many games as possible.
That's Adam Bluebaum, Fred Nat Focus. Adam, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.